Welcome back to Back Door Cover. I'm Ross Boland, and I'm here with Dylan Chivalry.
Hello, my friend Ross.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I was late today because it's monsooning outside and there's traffic, but I'm good. I'm here.
The weather is not pleasant.
No.
It's been raining and shitty, but I feel alive.
Not a good time to be in Austinite the last few days.
I'm only happy when it rains.
That's sad.
It's the truth. Before we get into it, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. Man Outfitters is one of the two clothing sites we run here at Grand X as a company. It's great menswear. Great stuff. Dylan wears a lot of it.
I'm pretty much decked out in Man Outfitters gear right now.
Yep. Hat from Travis Matthews.
Hat, coat.
Jacket from Patagonia.
These pants actually are not, but I probably should have just lied and said that they were.
Socks don't appear to be from Man Outfitters because they're not great.
My socks are FootJoy. These are great socks.
It's arguable. But anyway, we've got Travis Matthew, Patagonia, Yeti, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan, all kinds of good stuff on manoutfitters.com. If you use the promo code GAMEDAY, that's one word, just for Backdoor Cover listeners, you get 10% off your whole order. Hit manoutfitters.com, get yourself some good stuff. Let's get into sports.
Let's talk sports.
Let's talk sports. First off, Steelers beat the Chiefs. And then in the locker room, post-game, Antonio Brown decides he's going to get into some social media. And Facebook Live, Tomlin's post-game speech.
I wrote about this, and I had a couple of... I had a take that the main story behind this was the fact that he recorded Tomlin calling the Patriots, quote unquote, those assholes, which isn't a big deal to me. That is actual locker room talk.
Well, and claiming he threw out that they have a day and a half head start or whatever.
Yes. He called them those assholes, which is not a big deal. The Patriots don't care.
No.
You call your opponents assholes.
Yeah.
Those are all grown ass men in there.
He wasn't going to be like that great band of gentlemen over there.
My favorite part of the video was that throughout it, I watched the whole thing, Antonio Brown kept giving updates on how many people had tuned in to watch his Facebook live feed. He'd be like, oh, we got 16K. Oh, we got 22K now. And then Tomlin starts to speak, and he gives his little spiel, whatever, and he's like, hey, this is just about us. Stay off social media. Keep quiet. Literally.
As Antonio Brown's calling out the...
As Antonio Brown's doing, like, this selfie, you know, like, 360, you know, pirouette to, you know, show the whole locker room. So Tomlin says that literally 35 seconds later, Antonio Brown's like, hell, what up? We got 32K right now. He's talking to his teammates, and he just keeps going for another 15 minutes.
You think somebody in the locker room, some media intern or whatever, I don't know what they've got, but they got a ton of stuff as a team to prevent shit like this from happening. Somebody would have been like, Antonio, maybe turn off your Facebook live feed.
I don't know, man.
And then it took a long time for him to delete it. It's not like it was like right after the meeting. It was up for a while.
He's Antonio Brown, though. He is a bona fide superstar. Like, I think you just kind of let him do what he has to do. And if the coach wants to say something, then let the coach say something to him.
It's just a weird move by him to... Because the locker room is a sacred place, as we've talked about before. When it comes to what's said in the locker room, what's done in the locker room as an athlete, that's not for the rest of the world. So it's weird to Facebook Live a post-win locker room session with your coach and whole team.
Although I did say it was very cool to see. That's something you don't get to see too often.
No, I mean, I get it.
A winning locker room after a big win like that, that's cool to see the guys celebrating.
Right.
And
I get why he thought it would be a good idea, and it's definitely great entertainment, and it's a really cool inside look into that world, but probably not the best time to do it, especially after a playoff win, especially when you're about to go play the Patriots, especially when nobody else knows you're doing it, and your coach is up there talking about... He could have said anything.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You put everybody at risk. Anything could have happened.
True.
I mean, dicks could have been out. There weren't dicks out.
We saw some ass. I didn't see any dicks, though.
Could have been dicks.
Oh, he kept making this joke with one of his teammates was off screen and like nearby. He kept saying, it's not going to suck itself, which is funny because throughout the whole video, he kept like praising God. and then talking about some, you know, this dick's not going to suck itself. It was just funny.
I mean, I agree with you. He's arguably the best receiver in the league. There's not a whole lot you can do. If that had been some regular ass guy, he would have got cut.
I also made the point that a superstar in professional sports is many times more powerful than his head coach.
Oh, yeah.
Like LeBron, he could fire his head coach right now.
He's done it before.
And he's done it before.
Well, I don't even remember the name of that guy, the European dude who they had coach. He's gone. Nobody will ever talk
about
him
again. I'm not saying Antonio Brown could get Tomlin fired because he probably couldn't. But
I bet he could.
But
I bet he could. Tomlin's been there for like 10 years. People are sick of his ass.
The Rooneys, though, they appreciate Antonio Brown just as, if not more, than they do Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. I mean, Tomlin has been on thin ice multiple times. I bet you Antonio Brown could get Mike Tomlin fired.
Maybe he could.
Anyway, funny. I mean, like,
it was a great video. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's on TFN. We put the YouTube video up.
TotalFratMove.com. We've got the video on there. I guarantee you the NFL has since sent out a memo to every team saying, like, keep Facebook Live out of your locker rooms, please. Keep Instagram Live out of your locker rooms, please. Keep Snapchat out of your locker room, please.
And so Tomlin blasted him in his press conference yesterday.
He called him selfish, like inconsiderate.
Said he will be punished in-house.
Which, no, he's not.
No.
What are you going to do? Make him do push-ups?
He says we will punish him. He will not punish us, meaning he's going to be ready to go on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you do to punish Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's just going to tell him to suck it if he tries to, what is he going to do, extra sprints? I don't think so.
I enjoyed the video, though. It was fun stuff.
Yeah, it was a great video. What else? There's a chance Oakland might move to Vegas? That the Raiders might move to Vegas? Is that the situation?
That's been in talk for a while. Is this getting close to happening?
It's become... There's a vote. According to producer Micah, incoming rapidly.
I don't know if it's okay. I'm just imagining a bunch of professional football players living in Vegas. Like that's where they go to, like, get away from their families and just kind of, you know,
get with hookers.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't seem like a good idea.
It doesn't.
I don't want to live in Vegas, and I don't have millions of dollars to blow.
That is a temptation rich environment. If you have money to spend,
it is,
and they do.
I would say the most temptation-rich environment for a professional athlete in the United States.
Yeah, it's Sin City is what they call it.
That is what they call it.
A lot of people don't know
because
that.
Because you sin there.
Yeah, you go there to sin.
Do you go there to
gamble and do drugs and
have sex
and pay hot women to be all over
coitus.
You?
Coitus.
And to have sex, and if you want to have sex with them, yeah, you can do that too.
Oral. Yeah. No, I mean. What is the note you've got here?
Apparently, because of the no income tax and the cheap cost of living in Vegas, Micah says it is essentially they're getting a 24% bump in pay.
If the team moved from Oakland to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Like, you know, Tony Romo is the highest paid quarterback in the league, like net,
right,
because of the no income tax.
In Tejas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tejas is Texas for the non-Spanish speakers.
California, yeah. California, they like to tax you to death.
California, they'll get you.
Phil Mickelson has some thoughts on
dude.
That. The guy having trouble.
Yeah, I mean, beautiful state, great beaches and such. Brutal taxes.
I think Phil Mickelson said they collect 62% of his gross income.
Yeah, they make more money off Phil than Phil does.
That's ridiculous.
Which is
think about that. You get to keep 38 cents on the dollar.
But I will say this. Just leave, man. Quit bitching, Phil. Move.
He loves it there.
Next, we're going to talk about these games later in the show and make predictions. Right now, we are simply presenting them that they exist. They are happening. The NFC Championship on Sunday is Packers-Falcons. Falcons are -5, and the over-under is fucking 60.5. 60. That's big.
That's huge.
Over under.
Well, those are the two best offenses in the league right now, so it kind of makes sense.
And then AFC Championships, Pittsburgh, New England. Pats are favored by 5.5, over under 50.5. In the NBA, I guess we can talk about the Knicks first. Have you heard any of the stuff that's going on with the Knicks? Are you aware that Phil Jackson runs the Knicks?
I'm aware that they're a mess and that Phil Jackson runs the Knicks.
Phil's getting like $12 million a year.
They have to like convince Carmelo to stay. And
He's got a no-trade clause that people are speculating that he might waive. But the team is a mess. Before the season, Derrick Rose called them essentially the only other super team aside from Golden State. And because they had Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony, Joakim Noah, and Porzingis, Godzingis.
Which is a salty lineup.
Yeah, but it's also a bunch of played-out old dudes who never made it work anywhere else other than Rose, but he's been hurt and is weird. He's just a weird cat.
And he went AWOL.
And he skipped the... Yeah, you just didn't show up. He's, like, passing his girlfriends around to his boys to gangbang.
Oh, yeah, he's a weird dude.
Yeah, he's a really weird dude, like, sexually and otherwise, but... Yeah, the Knicks are a disaster. And I think anybody could have told you there was like a 50-50 shot of that working out, and it didn't work out. And now everybody in the Knicks organization looks like a moron for like the 10th consecutive year in a row. They're just a mess, and they can't beat anybody with all the talent that they have. They've got this great draft pick in Kristaps Porzingis that is going to be a top five player in the league at some point in the next few years. But the rest of the team is a disaster, and as of right now, I mean, I don't know what you do. Get rid of everybody except him would probably be my move. But Phil Jackson might need to go too. I think he might be washed as well. He's a weirdo. He split from Jeannie Buss? What bus? Whatever Lakers bus he was not married to, but spiritually engaged to, or whatever he. Phil's weird too.
Oh, and he beefs with LeBron. It's like
racially.
Yeah,
racial beef.
That team really is a mess.
Nah, you got. I mean, you do not, as the mecca of basketball in New York City, has the most the most drama filled, messed up team in the league, which is sad. Really sad, quite sad. But enough about the Knicks. Joel Embiid, who we discussed last week with Mia Khalifa,
yeah,
because of their beef.
Strong social media game.
Very strong. The strongest in the NBA, one of the strongest in professional sports. Very funny dude, clearly has a very good sense of humor, and some serious social media skills. He's got a future in content if the NBA doesn't work out.
This is a statistic that I didn't know was a thing that was recorded, but apparently... Per 100 possessions, he averages 38.5 points, which is like the highest of all time, which is what I'm
most
seeing
by
right
a rookie
here.
Since 73,
at least in the modern era. That's quite impressive. Right behind him is the great one, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and the rest of this list is all Hall of Famers.
Yeah. So why don't they just give him the ball more?
Dude, Philly's on. They've been winning more, and the only reason I know this is because I've been betting on them, and those bets have been winning. But they're underdogs in pretty much every game, and they're getting like 8.5 points against shitty teams. So I've been taking them and winning. So they're doing better, and Embiid's been playing really well. He got right after we had Mia on. So between this and our last episode. He went up for like a monster dunk. I think it was actually against the Knicks, and they ended up winning the game. But he tried to posterize Porzingis, and he got stuffed by the rim, but like as badly as you can be stuffed by the rim.
Oh, no.
I mean, he was trying to dunk as hard as he could, so he like flipped him on his back, and he landed really awkwardly.
Did he hit the front or the back of the rim?
The front of the rim.
Oh, yeah, that's ugly.
And it looked very painful.
At 7 feet tall, how do you do that? How is that possible?
He is a ridiculous athlete. Like he's going to be the Sixers have so much talent, but it's just whether or not they can get it to work.
So he's what, 7 feet, and Godzingis is about 7'3", 7'4", something like that. He's a big dude.
No, Godzingis is like 7'1", I think, or two. He's huge. They're both huge.
From Latvia.
He's listed. Good God, producer Micah said Gudzingis is listed at 7'3". 7'3"?
Does Latvia produce many NBA superstars?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think that's what they're known for.
That's near Russia, I would assume.
It's got to be.
Because he's a white dude, looks Russian. He's got that...
Sounds a little Russian. But he's Latvian.
He's got the Ivan Drago haircut.
Yeah. Dude, know? He's awesome.
Yeah, I like him.
You got to imagine, like, I just imagine, like, the Latvian populace all gathered around, like, the one TV they have that's, like, fucking, you know, 6 by 6 inches, watching Gudzingis play on the terrible Knicks.
Shout out to our Latvian listeners.
Shouts.
Currently or all time?
Apparently wow. There are 4 Latvian NBA players. That sounds like a lie to me. Maybe he counts as 4. Shouts to our Latvian listeners. We're the 3rd most popular sports podcast in Latvia.
What do you think the most popular guy's name in Latvia is?
Kristaps Porzingis.
No, that's not it. I don't know Latvian culture very well, but
he is the most popular guy. I guarantee you could run for president right now.
The names though, like the popular names for like baby boys, like, you know.
Boris is probably up there.
I grew up with a Boris. He's from Bosnia.
Yeah, I feel like that whole region.
Shouts to Boris.
Shouts to your Bosnian. Childhood friend Boris.
Yeah, Bosnian.
What's next?
We have fun.
Yeah, what is it next? Is it Tim time yet?
Yeah, let's do the Obscure Sports Minute.
Okay.
That's a fun seg.
Now the Obscure Sports Minute. This week, the obscure sport
apparently boxing.
Is celebrity boxing.
Celebrity boxing.
So Chris Brown and Soulja Boy are going to box each other for a charity. And that's all. We're not even going to get into their...
Is this actually happening?
Allegedly. We're not going to get into their beef. This isn't a pop culture beef show.
But if you want to learn about their beef, go to postgradproblems.com because I broke it down, the whole thing.
And Google white dad.
Yeah, the white burb dad, which is a character that I write as. He broke it down in his white middle-aged burb dad language. And it's,
I mean, don't Google good. White dad. I meant go to postgradproblems.com and then search white burb dad. If you Google white dad, you're just going to get a bunch of weird shit.
Probably a bunch of stock photos of white men in khakis.
Ties. Yeah. You don't want that. But yeah, so Mike Tyson is like promoting this fight somehow or training Chris Brown, I think. And so he made a full diss track supporting Chris Brown in this upcoming boxing match against Soulja Boy. Which, by the way, isn't Chris Brown just going to beat the fuck out of this dude? Soulja Boy is like the skinniest...
He's a string bean.
...twig boy.
Yeah.
And Chris Brown can do backflips that land on beat to the music. Like,
yeah, that's true. I've seen him do that.
I don't see this going well for Soulja Boy.
Soulja is going to take an ass whipping.
I would think he gets handed a large L here.
I'm going to watch though.
Soulja Boy apparently has cut ties with Floyd Mayweather, who was training him.
I don't know why you would do that. What's the beef there? This guy just beefs with everybody.
Producer Micah says that Floyd wasn't doing a good enough job of promoting him. According to Soulja Boy. Look, this whole thing is a fucking, just a big, terrible, it's two guys trying to get their names out there as much as they can, and it's working, because we're talking about it. But, also, weird note, Mike Tyson made a music video for this diss track he released, and a girl that I went to high school with is in it.
And what?
Yeah, man, small world. She's, like, doing yoga in a thong in it. Shout out to Sarah. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It's, like, Mahumazadekahoyi.
That sounds right.
Close enough. But, yeah, she's in the video. So, there you go. There's that. I will watch Chris Brown and Soulja Boy fight each other. I will watch.
No, yeah. That's going to be... It could be pretty entertaining.
I won't pay to watch.
Yeah. Where can we watch it? It's not going to be like a pay-per-view thing.
Dude, I'm going to guess that this never even happens, and we just wasted all of our time. We're wasting all of our listeners' time right now. Let's just go to a commercial break. Now, here's a word.
We don't have commercials.
Here's a word from some of our other podcasts.
Hey, you looking for a new podcast? Give Dudes Doing Business a shot. We are a business podcast. We give you insight into what we're doing here at the company, but we also bring in people from the outside, some third-party folks to come on and talk to us, because business is a sport, as a wise man once said.
That was you, right?
That was not me, but it may as well be, because I've adopted it as my moniker.
There you go.
It's my life now.
Fresh out of school, stuck in, you know, cubicle purgatory, no matter where you're at. We're just business without buzzwords, so I think we might improve that commute of yours just a little bit.
Dudes Doing Business. Check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud.
You're sitting at your desk. You're bored. You're combing through spreadsheets wondering how the hell you're supposed to distract yourself. You know what the answer is to that? The Touching Base podcast.
You got time to kill, baby. Kill it with us. Touching Base. Just give us a shot to earn your business. I promise we will not let you down. Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes.
All right, we're back. And now we're going to get into it with Tim Livingston.
Our boy Tim.
From
hey,
TheLeadSports.com.
Hey, guys.
Go to TheLeadSports.com. Check it out. Subscribe to their newsletter. Get some great sports news in your inbox every morning. Timmy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, boys. Great to be back on.
Good to have you.
We've missed you, and I'll say that I personally have thought about you a lot.
Ditto, and I actually feel like a dick because Micah texted me a couple weeks ago about hopping on, and I totally it got lost, and so I apologize. It's been my fault.
Yeah, we've been talking about that ever since it happened.
And our listeners have dropped off by about 50%. But
yeah.
You know what? I mean, it's okay. It's not like we have to eat or anything.
It's my fault. I get terrible anxiety. Like, I have to respond to every email or text or else it gives me anxiety. So, Micah, I'm sorry. And, yes, excited to be back on talking about the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, good God. That's what y'all need, another fucking football team.
There is less excited. I think the analogy I used yesterday in the newsletter is Meryl Streep's more excited about Donald Trump than LA is about the Chargers. There is no enthusiasm. Nobody gives a shit. They're going to play the stadium. The StubHub Center is like is essentially a mediocre Texas high school stadium.
That's not ideal.
I mean, hey, 2 years ago, L.A. had zero NFL teams.
Now they have two.
Now they have two. No,
we have
crazy.
Two shitty teams. It's awesome. It's everybody is so, I mean, the Rams, like, at least they have history here. But, you know, San Diego, I'm the days of non-privately funded stadiums should be over. So I think the San Diego government deserves props for not letting that fucking schmuck Dean Spanos, compel them or force them or whatever into funding that stadium.
No, I do like that. I mean, good on San Diego, but
yeah,
I'm just interested to see how Los Angeles. First of all, I'll touch on this. I like what the Rams are doing. They brought in like a 30-year-old to coach their team. They hired fucking Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
If I'm in LA, I'm a Rams fan.
Yeah, ditto. McVay seems like, I mean, he's got to have something to convince them as a 30-year-old to make him head coach. I don't think they were getting, I mean, same with the Niners and the Rams. It's a tough job to hop into because I think most people around the NFL don't believe in Jared Goff as the answer, and they hemorrhaged obviously a ton of picks and resources and mortgaged their future on this guy. But yeah, I'm definitely way more excited about the Rams and the Chargers, and I think there's just like a bitterness now. It's because everybody's really excited to get the Rams back, and now it's just like your loser drug addict brother moving back in to your house type situation. Like, nobody wants the Chargers. There's no Chargers fans here. Nobody wants them, and it's like just a bizarre, just a shitty situation. And again, the Rams, like Stan Kroenke, threw down $2 billion of his own money to build what is going to be the best stadium in the world, the best sports stadium in the world. Not that I'm an architectural, not that I know anything, but like the mocks and everything I've read look incredible.
So it's
like
supposed to be better than Jerry World?
It looks like it, and those are the two comparisons. The new Inglewood complex, because it's not just a stadium. Like, the accoutrement around it is obscene and absurd. It's going to be definitely comparable. I mean, it's like a more expensive edifice. It's going to be pretty ridiculous.
Well, at least there's that. I don't know what you just said, but at least there's that.
It's going to be like, and again, I'd rather pay, you know, an owner that threw down his own money and wanted to, and not that he's a great owner, from a sports perspective, he kind of breathes mediocrity. But at the same time, yeah, I'm a Rams fan now. And the Chargers, there's no enthusiasm whatsoever about them being in LA. It's just really fucking strange. And then playing in that stadium is going to be really, really strange.
I'll tell you who's more excited about it than anybody is the players, because they get to live in LA.
True. Yes, that is true.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with San Diego. That's a great city.
No, I'm not saying there is, but these guys, they want to be around other rich celebrities and you know, have sex with models and stuff, and this is the place to do it.
That's true.
Well, actually, I think the girls in San Diego are just as hot, but if you're looking for more materialistic, shallow women, then LA is definitely the place.
And status, though, you know, like I'm trying to find like an ex American Apparel model or something.
No,
you got to be in LA.
Like Melvin Gordon, yeah, Melvin Gordon's gonna just be dating some reality star within months. No, but for the big thing for them is also, you know, for endorsements and everything else.
Yeah.
Like the prestige of LA is what it is.
Much easier to get in with a Kardashian when you're in LA.
Oh God!
You don't want that, man. That's trouble.
You do want it.
That's trouble.
You want it temporarily. You want it to boost your worldwide status, and then you got to get the fuck out of there, like James Harden did. He played it perfectly. Get in with our Kardashian, cheat on her with a stripper. Everybody knows who you are now. You've made friends with Kanye West. You get all the benefits of Kardashianism, and then you get the fuck out.
And he signed the Adidas contract too.
Yep.
I'm sure. I don't know if Kanye played a part. James Harden signed a $240 million deal with Adidas during that time.
I'm wearing his shoes right now.
Actually, the Adidas store, I want a pair. I do.
Dude, they just opened, well, we don't have to talk about shoes. Anyway.
Tim's a big shoe
guy. I'm also interested to know, all right, so you know how like in Chicago, there's a distinct breakdown with White Sox fans and
the Cubs?
Cubs. They just won the World Series. No big deal.
Sports.
With White Sox fans and Cubs fans, it's a very distinct division amongst, like a socioeconomic division even.
Yep.
Sure.
I'm wondering how that will play out in LA with Chargers Rams. What I'm rooting for is gang wars, is what I'm saying.
You never want that.
I do.
LA's had some riot issues in the past, Bill. Let's not encourage that.
Let me do what I want.
There's been some movies made. At this point, like obviously those, all the Mets, Yankees, the White Sox, Cubs, those have taken many, many years to manifest. There's a lot of history there, and they're also, I mean, with where it's at now, I don't know who I don't know how the Chargers are going to build a fan base. I can imagine Charger games essentially being like 60,000 people that are rooting for the opposing, for the away team, and the other 40,000 are, you know, LA is such a douche clusterfuck fest anyways of apathetic fans. So, you know, the other 40,000 are just like either people that drove up from San Diego or like, you know, the way I go to games, which is getting free tickets from, you know, whoever.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it's like the Rams have a fan base. You know, there's people that have been waiting 20 years for the Rams to come back. And I think when they came back, a lot of people who just have been longing for LA football just immediately hopped on that wagon. And now with the Chargers, like it's, you know, you've either hopped on the Rams, but you're not going to like, oh no, I'm not going to root for the Rams. I've been waiting for this off chance that the Chargers move here. It's just weird. And I don't know if the San Diego people are going to drive up for games. I don't know if you guys knew, but that 2.5-hour drive is actually like 5 hours because it's the 405 freeway and traffic in these parts has just got awful. So I don't know how the Chargers are going to build a fan base, but it's going to be interesting to watch because this move, it's already gone poorly and it could get worse.
Another, you know, another big winner out of this whole situation is you. As a guy running a budding sports media company, the more NFL teams that they can pack into your city, the better.
Very true. I started this company at the exact right time.
I gotta get
my press pass, and I'll just, you know, be able to admit the Charger Stadium. It might just be me and some other sports writers.
That's it. It'll be like eight guys in a booth.
This might be like I might be able to actually, like, you know, Melvin Gordon might be able to hear me when I'm telling him how blessed I am for his contributions to my fantasy team.
Yeah. Tim, pleasure as always.
Thanks, boys. It's great having back on, and look forward to talking again soon. Enjoy your rainy day, and awesome.
Check out theleadsports.com. Like I said, subscribe to their newsletter. And, Timmy, we'll talk to you soon.
Later, Tim.
All right, boys. Later.
Let's get back into these NFL games. The first one, the NFC Championship, the Packers and Falcons. Atlanta favored by 5. In week 8, the Packers lost 33-32 to Atlanta.
That was a different Packers team.
Well, yeah.
This line, and I said this about the Cowboys line as well when they played the Packers, this line is crazy to me. I don't get it. How are the Falcons favored? Not only favored, but by 5? I know they're playing well, and that offense is hard to stop. But no one is playing better than Aaron Rodgers in the world right now.
Yeah, and I think what we just saw with the Cowboys was proof that even if you're a really good team and you're hitting on all cylinders, if you can't find a way to stop Rodgers, you're going to lose.
Exactly what I said about the Cowboys line. I said at the end of the day, it's Aaron Rodgers playing the best he's ever played in his career, and he's a phenomenal quarterback against a rookie. And I did not like those odds, and I called it. I said, I picked the Packers against my boys, and I was right, and I'm doing the same here. This line is nuts to me. And Matt Ryan has had a great year, and he's playing very well in his own right.
But a known playoff chokester.
But Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, and he's never played better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to toot my own horn. With the Cowboys game, and here's the crazy thing. The public was on the Packers. I thought for sure the public would have skewed toward Cowboys, but no.
I think it was the same line. I think it was -5.
Vegas got destroyed over the weekend because the public was all over Packers Steelers, and both of them were underdogs. And so, I had a large sum of money on both Packers +6, which was insane, and then money line, and I hit both, and it was nice.
And this game is in Atlanta, to be fair.
I don't think it matters. No. I'm with you, man.
I'm trying to make sense of the line.
It all comes down to, for me, betting on Aaron Rodgers versus Matt Ryan. And no one in the whole world takes Matt Ryan in that fucking bet. I don't know why. I don't know how you could. So I'm with you. Packers +5.
I got
seems
Packers
like,
plus five.
Seems like
Michael wants
go.
Us to pick the scores because there's only two games
well, and
to choose.
Because this one, it's the over-under is 60.5, which is a shit ton of points. So, I mean, how many points did the Packers score against the Cowboys? What was that?
What was the final? I don't remember.
It was
34-31.
Okay, so 34 points against the Cowboys.
I see a very similar outcome in this game.
Yeah.
I'll say 35-30 Packers, so that they would be
65 points.
Yeah, so they would hit the over.
I'm gonna say 32-24.
Okay.
Packers.
Okay.
So under, but still a lot of points. Next game, AFC Championship, is Steelers Patriots, and the line is Pats -5.5. The game is obviously in New England. This one is interesting to me because the Patriots played the Texans last week. The Texans, as a whole, not a good football team. Good defensive team. And in the first half, they hung with the Patriots. Then Tom Brady was Tom Brady and Brock Osweiler was Brock Osweiler, and everything kind of unraveled. But it showed me the Patriots are beatable, for one thing. But I don't know what the gap is between the Texans' defense and, say, Pittsburgh's defense. Like, the okay. Texans had the number one defense in the league. And no, that's not sustainable for a whole game against Tom Brady. Everybody saw that. If you can't score a bunch of points, you're not going to beat the Patriots. And if you've got Osweiler throwing 3 picks in 1 half, you're not going to beat the Patriots. But can Pittsburgh do it? I don't know. But it feels like betting against New England right now feels like betting against Alabama. But
you see what happened in the
Alabama lost. So I don't know.
Also, it should be noted that Pittsburgh didn't find the end zone against the Chiefs.
Dude,
six field goals.
They did that earlier this year, too, didn't they? Where they had a game where it was just like field goal after field goal. They got in the red zone over and over and over and over and couldn't convert. For that reason alone, I'm taking Patriots minus 5.5. What the hell was that?
Kansas City has a great defense, but
still, but Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell,
yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, you're getting into the freaking red zone like 7 times and no touchdowns?
I hear you. But
Boswell's their kicker, right?
Yeah.
The fourth killer B.
We've met him. He's friends with all the Rice boys. He went to Rice.
Okay, yeah. Well, that dude's, he just killed it last week. Single-handedly won that game.
He had quite the football game. I'm taking Pittsburgh. 5.5 points. I don't know, man. I feel like it's going to be a really close game.
I hope you're right. I want to see a good game.
I think Pittsburgh loses by a field goal.
Okay.
And I'll say 24-21. New England wins.
I will say 28-14. No, 17. 28-17, Patriots over Steelers. Yeah, I think both of these games will be good games. The best thing about the NFL playoffs this year, well, first of all, no game has been very close so far other than Packers-Cowboys. That was the best game by far. That was an instant classic.
Ugh.
It was, I know, it was heartbreaking. But dude, and
when
honestly,
they came back.
I'm a Cowboys hater. I'm a Houston guy. I had a lot of money on the Packers. And I still, at the end of that game, was just like, damn. Because I feel bad for Cowboys fans because, and then at the same time, I don't. I feel bad for them because this was a year to make a really historic run with two rookies heading your offense. You just ran into Aaron Rodgers at the hottest Aaron Rodgers has ever been, and that's really unfortunate. But at the same time, dude, you're going to have a good 5 years of Super Bowl.
Got to feel good about the future of the Cowboys.
Yeah, they're going to be Super Bowl contenders for a good while.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
While I feel bad for Cowboys fans that they got their heart broken this year, it's like, come on, you're going to have plenty of opportunities. Go fuck yourself. And what was I talking about? What was my point? Oh, so the only quarterbacks remaining are all top-tier quarterbacks, and it just goes to prove like how fucked you are if you're the Houston Texans. Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger. Dude, there was some tweet I saw that was quarterbacks to come out of the AFC in the last like 10 years or something like that. It's like 4 guys, and they're all they're the same dudes that are coming out now.
The least accomplished of the 4 quarterbacks left in the playoffs is Matt Ryan, and he is your league MVP,
right?
Most likely,
yeah.
He had an unbelievable year.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, that just blows my mind, which is like a lot of people have been saying they want to see the Texans go after Romo. And what's up, Micah?
I think the stat you're looking for, Brady, Roethlisberger, and Peyton Manning have been the quarterbacks in 14 of the last 16 AFC Super Bowls.
AFC championships, yeah.
Yeah, have represented the AFC in the Super Bowl.
When you find your top-tier quarterback, you lock him down
forever
and you pay him whatever it takes.
Yes. And so
that is the key to success.
I was having this argument with some guys yesterday. One of them said that he would trade JJ Watt straight up for Tony Romo. The rest of us in this text group called him an idiot, and then we got to, okay, realistically, what would you give up to get Romo if you're the Texans, because you clearly need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Romo's clearly not the number one guy in Dallas anymore. I said a first-round pick. Easily. I would do that. Easily. But the other guys in the group are more hesitant. It's like looking at those guys, the quarterbacks to come out of the AFC in the past, what would you say, 14 years or something like that? 16 years? You have to get a quarterback. Or else what is the point?
There are maybe 6 quarterbacks on the face of the earth who can take you to a Super Bowl currently.
Yeah.
That's it. 6.
6 dudes.
And I don't know how many teams there are. There are a lot
30?
Of teams. 30? Yeah.
32?
A franchise quarterback of that caliber does not come along very often.
I was saying the Texans need to expend every single draft pick on quarterbacks. Draft only quarterbacks this year. That's obviously idiotic, but I mean, it's crazy to me, man, that the NFL is so quarterback, it's the most important position by far. Doesn't matter how great of a defense you can build. If you don't have anybody to throw the ball, you're probably not going to win.
The most important position in sports, and also probably the hardest position in sports to play and master. It is just a tough job.
With the biggest gap between elite and everybody else out of any position in professional sports, I would say.
Yeah.
We've got a hotline. It's called the Backdoor Cover Hotline. And our phone number for that hotline is 800-392-6344.
Correct.
My vision is fading.
Ron Burgundy?
I'm Ross Bolin. So 800-392-6344. Call us on the Backdoor Cover Hotline. Ask us a question. Give us a take about your favorite team and or team you hate the most. I don't know. We'll take the best calls and address them on the show. I think we've got one this week. And we're gonna play it now. Again, the number is 800-392-6344. That's our hotline. Call us up. Here's this week's call.
Sorry, Joel here again. Got cut off. Just want to say, fuck Clemson. I don't give a fuck if they win 18 more national championships. Dylan, I don't ever want to hear you say that because I have mad respect for you. You're one of my favorite people on the PGP and Backdoor Cover podcast. But, dude, don't ever say that shit again, man, especially down when you don't even know what's going on down here. The struggle is real for Gamecock fans, and that shit is fucking almost unforgivable. Later.
Wait, what did I say?
I don't know. You pissed that dude off.
Wait, he's a fan of who? He's a South Carolina. What did I say about South Carolina?
I don't know, but this guy's going to come at you.
I got mad respect for South Carolina. Charleston is one of my favorite cities in the country. This dude needs to chill out.
That guy's gonna break into your home and cut you while you sleep.
I rooted for Clemson against Alabama. Hey, man, you're coming at the wrong. Oh, he hates Clemson? Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Don't look at me, man.
He's coming for my neck. I'm just sitting here just chilling.
I don't know what you did. I'm just glad that he didn't mention me.
Jeez, man.
That's our only call this week. Angry God. South Carolina fan.
Thanks for choosing that one, Micah.
Jeez. You were outright threatened. I don't even feel like I have anything to say about that. I don't even know what's going on.
Neither do I. That's why I'm so scared.
But anyway, we have a hotline. That guy knew how to use it. Again, 800-392-6344. Also, quickly, we talked about some lines earlier. We made some picks. There's one place on the internet to go put your money down on those picks that we made. Hopefully you're following us and not fading us. Mybookie.ag. They've got live betting so that if you miss kickoff, you can still get a bet in. Get on those over-unders. Get on those spreads that we picked. Mybookie.ag. We've got a promo code. It's backdoor. That's one word. If you use that promo code when you sign up and make your first deposit, you get a 50% deposit bonus, which is like if you put in $100, they'll throw you an extra $50. There's some other stipulations and shit that come with that. Check out mybookie.ag. Use the promo code backdoor. Have some fun. Get some money down. Play some bets.
Did you see that? I just popped the top.
Did you just take off your jacket?
Yeah, I popped the top.
What the hell is this goat shirt you're wearing? Oh, yeah. It's a golf tournament.
Yep.
That's it. Let's wrap it up. You got any shouts?
Let me throw a shout out to Mia Khalifa, who will be joining us tomorrow on Touching Base. Exciting.
What's Touching Base?
Hey, Micah, can we play the Mia Khalifa rap song right here? I love that. Boom.
Mia Khalifa.
Touching Base, I'm glad you asked, Bill. It's a podcast that I do with Dave Ruff and Will DeFreeze.
Who the hell are those people?
Those guys run postgradproblems.com. They're
great,
also
great website.
They're also your coworkers. You work extremely close to them, and they're your friends.
I wasn't asking for me so much as the listeners.
Oh, okay. But yeah, she'll join us tomorrow. Should be an exciting episode, so make sure you listen and subscribe to Touching Base.
It's very funny.
It's funny.
I'm a fan.
Bill has been a guest numerous times.
I've been on it.
We have fun.
They just know how to have a good time.
Unlike Backdoor Cover, there's no centric theme. We just talk about whatever's going on.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
I'm interested to see what you guys talk to Mia about, because with us, it's easy to get Mia in here, and she's a sports girl, so we talk sports. I don't know what the hell y'all are going to talk to her about. I'm a little scared.
She's good at just carrying a conversation, you know?
We'll see.
She can handle herself.
Yes, she can. Shouts to Mia.
Shouts.
And shouts to TJ Yates. Last week was our most popular episode ever.
Ever. It was probably our best too. It was awesome.
I thought it was good radio.
If you haven't heard it, go back and listen.
Good sports. If you did, yeah, go back and listen to last week's episode, and pretend that all the games we discussed haven't already happened.
Yeah.
Because they have happened.
Yeah.
And see how we were probably so right about so much, though, I would guess.
Actually, Mia went 4-0.
Holy shit.
In her picks.
Wow.
Shouts to Mia for that. Way to go.
Man, I had so much fun betting on sports last week.
You had a good week.
I did. But I don't know what the hell is going to happen this weekend, though. I'm going to be on another one of our podcasts that's called Inside TFM. It's a TotalFratMove.com podcast. We're recording later today, and it comes out tomorrow, Thursday. What month is it?
Who knows, man?
That would be January 19th. January 19th is when it comes out. So Inside TFM, I'll be on there talking about college stuff.
God knows what.
Drinking, puking, peeing, coming, you know.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
If you want to talk about coming, man.
Mm. But that's it. Follow us on Twitter, at Backdoor Cover. You can follow Dylan on Twitter, at D...
Shivery, is how you say my last name.
There are four non-consecutive E's.
C-H-E-V-E-R-E-R-E.
Shivery is how you really say your name.
Some dude followed me today on Twitter. His name is Daniel Shivery, but he spells it without the last R-E. So he has three non-consecutive E's. I was mind blown.
How do you know?
I didn't know there was another Shivery out there. He spells differently, though.
You were mind blown?
Okay, listen. There are, like, actually five Shiveries that spell it like me on the face of this planet. That's real.
Are most of them related to you by blood?
Every single one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then there's this. So you're super easy to Google.
Oh, I'm Googleable.
I'm difficult, man. There's all kinds of Bill Bolins running around out there. I have the worst criminal record out of any of them, though.
That's something to hang your hat on.
Which is something to hang your hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Follow Dylan on Twitter at dshivery, four non-consecutive E's. Follow me on Twitter at wrbolin. Check out postgradproblems.com. Check out totalfratmove.com. Check out manoutfitters.com. Check out rowdygentleman.com. That's all of our shit right there.
Mybookie.ag, too, if you want.
That's a sponsor. You can check that out, too.
Yeah.
Mybookie.ag. Place some bets. Use that code BACKDOOR. Get yourself a 50% deposit bonus. What is our saying? Expert or rookie?
Don't be a pussy.
I think so.
Check out my bookie.
Yeah, expert or rookie? Check out my bookie. And then it's the other one is I don't know, something about pussy. Anyway, the promo code's Backdoor. Use that on my bookie. And can we play a song on the way out this week? Do you have a song?
Do we have an exit song?
Can we play Hotel California? I feel like that one gets you sued really quick.
And that's fitting for this episode. We talked about the Chargers a lot.
We did.
Hotel California.
Let's see if we can find a bootleg version that doesn't get us sued by the Eagles.
Let's keep adding songs into the podcast until somebody sues us.
I want to get sued.
Copyright.
Shouts to Don Henley. Get at us. Bring your lawyers,
If
Don.
Anything, we're just promoting their music, though, so they should be thankful.
Dude, they sued balls, though. They sued Frank Ocean for making a version of Hotel California with completely different lyrics. No reference to hotels at all. Great song, though. Google Frank Ocean, Hotel California, and listen to that song. Anyway, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Frank Ocean, he's got jams, man.
I love Frank. I got a picture
Frank's
of Frank.
Good.
I'm going to be hanging up in our content alley this week.
Nikes. Nikes?
It's a good song.
Nikes is my favorite Frank Ocean song.
Great song.
It's a great lovemaking song.
I think Cleopatra is my favorite Frank Ocean song.
Yeah, you would like that song, wouldn't you?
All right, we need to go.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. Love you.